Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, final segment, a little bit of overdrive here, trying to cram in some calls for Wayne Madsen. Wayne, people shouldn't just get your book because they'll be so informed about the NSA. They should also get it to support you and the valiant work you've done. Tell us a little bit about your book, available at WayneMadsenReport.com.
Well, after, as we talked about at the beginning of the show, we talked about how I had written about some of these issues, NSA, that have come out within the last, well, since Snowden went to Hong Kong and on to Russia. And I had been writing about some of these same issues as early as the 1990s. So what I did is I put together all of these reports and then also included a lot of the Snowden revelations, just so people can see that this essentially wasn't new information. The only thing new was some of the fancy code words they came up with, PRISM and egotistical giraffe. I kind of love that one. white tamale is another one. But basically, the book is a compendium of all these articles with the updates post-Snowden. And, you know, where is this going? Because I just saw, you know, the stuff, you know, we were told by Glenn Greenwald, 50,000 documents plus. I counted them all up. What's been released so far? A little over 300 pages. So 50,000 pages or documents, and we only have a little over 300. Where's the rest of them? But I've looked at what we have so far, and this Special Collection Service is a joint NSA-CIA operation. These were the ones who were listening in from the U.S. Embassy in Berlin, the Botschaft, as the Germans call it, which is right around the corner from where Merkel's office is. This group, SCS, has been around a long time. They specialize in planting bugs. I wrote about them in the Village Voice back in, I think it was 2000, and listed all the facilities that we knew about then. Now there's 80 that come out in this NSA SCS slide. But I think the next revelations we're going to hear, and people get, you know, you'll get all vexed about it too. It'll really hit the MSNBCs, all these vapid news networks. We're going to hear that the Pope, his phone calls were listening in on, and the entire Vatican, and also the Dalai Lama, who's a big hero to many in the Obama, pro-Obama community, the human rights, the Soros.
Yeah,
world.
I should have been asking you this whole time, because you've got your ear to the ground. What's the new big revelations coming out? What else is coming out?
Well, it's going to be revelations that we listen in on the Pope and his communications, his private communications, and also people like the Dalai Lama, Nelson Mandela. You know, and it'll all be these gnashing of teeth and pulling of hair. How could the administration do this? But see, this will have been partly in the last Bush administration, but it'll have, you know, gone over to the present administration. And so
that,
you know.
What about the asinine claim that Obozo didn't know about this, and now they've had the NSA chief and others say, how dare you? You ordered us to. I mean, what about the cat fight going on there?
Anyone who knows anything about the president's daily brief, and I've never been to one, but I know people who have actually given the president's daily brief. It is the sum total of all U.S. intelligence. What the presidents historically love is that kind of business. Oh, Mr. President, we heard President so-and-so, Chancellor Merkel, was discussing this with their foreign minister.
Sure, and if he's having internal fights with Hillary, he wants to know how many girlfriends Hillary hung out with that day.
Yeah,
we know she's insatiable.
He knows all about these capabilities because he's the guy getting the end reports on the products of this.
So it's total asinine BS.
Oh, of course it is. You know, they used to say they would neither confirm or deny any of these reports. Now you got the White House denying it, which is almost as bad as confirming it.
I'm sorry to the other callers who tried to get to you. Wayne, God bless you. We salute your courage and your steadfast work. And it's great to count you as a friend, buddy. Good job.
Okay, Alex, good to talk to you. Take care.
Good talking to you. All right, nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock, Lord willing, and back here tomorrow with the radio show, 11 a.m. Central. Up, up, and away! My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwab's Teeth Whitening System. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? You bet I would. The good news is the PowerSwab's Teeth Whitening System is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. In fact, PowerSwab's whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and that's it. Oh, and better yet, unlike normal whiteners, Power Swabs remove stains from caps, crowns, and veneers. To try Power Swabs risk-free, call 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298. I guarantee your friends, family, and co-workers will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Tea Party as their number one enemy. They have declared it the number one enemy to be destroyed. The top Republicans, the top Democrats, and the Libertarians, the establishment Libertarian leadership, have declared that they want to destroy the Tea Party because it's pro-gun, pro-family, pro-sovereignty, anti-Agenda 21. And I've got it right here. Democrats call for elimination of the Tea Party. The Tea Party shut down our government. The American people must now shut them down, sign the one-click petition to raise money to destroy them. Put out the DSCC, the number one Democratic senatorial campaign committee with over $50 million budget a year to destroy, most of it foreign bank money, the real Tea Party. The Republican establishment tried to co-opt it. They failed. The real Tea Party is under attack. Here's the next article. Big business declares war on the Tea Party. Pledge to support GOP establishment. Washington Times set to raise hundreds of millions of dollars to make the Tea Party accept open borders, gun control, and offshoring of your jobs. Democratic leadership, Republican leadership. You got McCain endorsing Hillary, 2016, basically. And then here's Politico with more divide and conquer, putting out one of their deceptive push polls where they have selective kind of authoritarian, liberal, libertarian phone numbers they know to call. That's how these polls really work, folks. You can pay for whatever you want. Like, I've tried to call major polling agencies. I've done national polls probably 10 times or more. And you have to twist their arm to actually ask the question straight and dry. And they go, no, we want to ask it this way. Because they're so political. Let's continue. I've had a lot of Democratic polling groups won't even take our money. Won't even ask our questions. That's been national news before. Look at this. Poll. This is Politico. Most libertarians don't identify as Tea Partiers. Man, I tune into mainline Republican radio, Democratic radio, you name it. Who are they attacking? The Tea Party. The Tea Party. Because the proto-Tea Party started 9 years ago, 2 years before the election before last, as Barack Obama was just, you know, climbing up through the Chicago politics to U.S. Senator. It was Ron Paul, and it was patriot, libertarian, anti-war groups who said, we're not communists, we're not anti-gun, we're not anti-family. We don't want to be identified with the Ford Foundation-run anti-war groups that are just loyal opposition. We really want to end these wars. The Tea Party was a pro-gun, anti-war, common-sense, constitutional party that had a lot of socially liberal people but who had a lot of other constitutional and libertarian ideas involved in it. But it was mainly a coming together of conservatives, constitutionalists, and libertarians and libertarians, real liberals, Thomas Jefferson-type folks, laissez-faire people. We are America, okay? If I had to identify myself, the national media always says, who are you? I'm a fierce constitutionalist. I'm aggressive constitutionalist. I'm a liberty lover. I'm a fan of freedom. I'm a fan of individualism. I am a classical, hardcore liberal like Thomas Jefferson. Hardcore liberal, folks. That means I believe you have a right to do what you want as long as you don't hurt others, but I have a right to speak out against what you're doing. Liberal doesn't mean you accept everything the system says, but then don't agree with other groups. You agree with all the free speech, but that doesn't mean you then agree with what people are doing. You see, I'm for tolerance, not adoption of so many things people do that I don't like. Just like you can be tolerant of me and my views, like not vaccinating my children, and then if you want to go brain damage your children and assault them and do all that and believe the lies, that's your issue. But don't come back to me and say, well, you're going to make me sick if you're not inoculated. You have supposedly been inoculated, Dumbo. I happen to have the studies that you can look up from Australia to the United States to England. It's all the same, that it was getting rid of open-air sewage and putting screens on windows and better nutrition that by the 20s in the industrialized world lowered infectious diseases by over 80% on average. You can pull the graphs up. We've done it. Then by the late 40s, inoculation becomes widespread and disease actually goes back up around 20% on average, but not to the levels before they put in indoor plumbing. Screen doors, indoor plumbing, better medicine, better infant treatments, lower infant mortality. Go to the statistics. They're ironclad. So that's another issue. I was having an argument with a statistician, one of the heads of the State Department, with the whole vaccine tracking system with the county health departments. And he was saying, no, we know they're bad. We know the companies have liability protection. We know, you know, one of our top scientists, her son is brain damaged. She didn't leave from the vaccine. But she admits it's bad, but says cost-benefit analysis, it's better for the whole that it be done. No, it's not. That's using the skewed statistics. And I went on to say, I believe in inoculation technology. I know you can get acquired immunity through a dead virus or a dead bacteria, but I don't like attenuated where it's only partially damaged. But that's not the issue. And the guy was like freaking out going, how do you know all this? What do you think, I just get up here and just say all this? I've had probably over 100 medical doctors and scientists on the subject over the years. We know. And I started challenging the fella. I said, look, I looked him up. He is who he said he was, but he didn't want to be on record. I said, listen, Dr. Salk admitted 10 years after the polio inoculations, the liquid oral, the live vaccine, that over 100 million people got cancer and most of them died from it, from the SV40 alone. And that was only one of many. And he goes, yeah, I know about that too. And I went, did you know that his aide-de-camp, second-in-command scientist, gave a PBS documentary interview, it's online, where he admitted, he gave it to the Boston PBS, we've heard it here many times, that they knew it was going to kill people, but he laughed and said, after all, there are too many people. They did all this on purpose. They're doing polio inoculation campaigns every day of the year, worldwide, and paralyzing people on the spot. You understand that? And they hide it in plain view. But I didn't mean to go off into that. I've got all this news to cover. The point is that they're coming after any opposition. If you had real moral Democratic Party, liberal, anti-tyranny movement, but they weren't just cheerleaders in a gang promoting authoritarianism, feeling like they're taking over when they're a bunch of useful idiots, then the system will be going after Democrats right now. If the Republican Party establishment was fighting the total destruction of our republic, this is a really bad thing that's happening. This isn't just business as usual, boss hog stuff, as I've said many times. Then they would be going after the mainline Republicans. If the Libertarians were starting to win a bunch of races and moving forward, they would be going after the Libertarian Party. But the Libertarian Party criticizes the Tea Party. The Republican Party criticizes the Tea Party. The Democratic leadership criticizes the Tea Party because it's the real opposition. It's the group pointing out we're already bankrupt. It's the group pointing out that the illegal aliens are already getting all this free welfare. This is the end of the country as we know it, and it's meant to drive down wages. It's the Tea Party fighting and defending the Second Amendment. It's the Tea Party fighting the black boxes and all the cars that they're set to tax us by the mile with. It's the Tea Party that Time Magazine, Newsweek, MSNBC, CNN, Salon, Media Matters, the White House, basically, have all said I am the prophet of. And that's why they don't know how to deal with me, because they do. They see things through archetypes, through advertising, through programming, and I am the archetype of the hero sage, just as every man is who stands up and tries to become a leader for the people. And they don't know how to deal with somebody who's ready to be struck down politically, economically, militarily, physically. It doesn't matter. They don't know how to deal with that. So they actively say he is a prophet. I'm not saying I'm a prophet. I'm just an info warrior fighting for liberty. But they in the political landscape know my type. It's the archetype of Moses. It's the archetype of George Washington. You have to become that archetype. You have to step into those shoes. You've got the genetics. You've got the spirit. You've got the mind. But you've got to see yourself as a leader. You won't be perfect, but you will step up against the enemy. You have to be Beowulf against Grendel. You have to be the leader. And let me tell you, the Tea Party is made up of combat veterans as the core group who are trained to face down adversity, who are not cowards, and who understand a military attack when they see it. They know this global shutdown is a economic siege backed up by paramilitary. They hear this show, they click, they go, this guy knows what he's talking about. Not because I'm special, I've studied it. I then break their compartmentalization. I don't brainwash them. I break their blinders so that they then can see over the horizon and go, whoa, for their own intel, their own HUMET. They now know I'm telling them the truth. They're now gathering data and launching past my level of understanding and then force multiplying in the A-team model, an info war force multiplication that will defeat the globalists, ladies and gentlemen. We have the keys. We have the torpedoes. To use the Star Wars analogy, we have the torpedoes. We know the enemy's weaknesses. We know how to do it. And we've got unlimited X-wings in free humanity to go up against it until we hit it. We are not going to be defeated if we realize we cannot be defeated. We don't have 30 X-wings in this politically. We have millions of X-wings, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go into the trenches. We're in the trenches, and we're going to blow the Death Star wide open because their attempted total political takeover will be their undoing. We know who they are. We know their battle plan. We know their program. They've been very arrogant. The Libertarian Party has a lot of good people in it, but let's face it, it's infiltrated. That's why the system isn't threatened by it. We need the Libertarian Party to take over the Tea Party, which has already happened, because we started it. The Republicans tried to take it over. We took it back over. It's ours. Use it. It's our weapon system. Let's bring down the globalists together. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
Every day it becomes more clear. Our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep. With all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Watch me, watch me, I got it. Watch me, I got it. Hey, I got something that makes me want to shout.
Show in most polls,
got something that tells
around 70% of Americans or more are now pro-gun. There's a big article out today dealing with the fact that anti-gun stance is more unpopular than ever. That's because anything the establishment pushes is dead on arrival now. And it's just like Obamacare is wildly unpopular in every poll. They've even given up on lying and saying it's popular. They admit it's unpopular. But you've got the Republican Party leadership that helped write it. You've got the Democratic leadership that helped write it. You've got a lot of the top libertarians that don't want a group to actually take over the Republican Party. Then where will the Libertarian Party be? You see? We don't want to actually beat the New World Order. We want to just keep going on ineffectually over and over again forever. I'd take over the Democratic Party if we could do that. I'd take over the Ham Sandwich Party. I'd take over the Easter Bunny Party. I don't care. I want to get some good people in there to get our government back under control because it's gone over the edge of a cliff. And we've got a better chance taking it back over because it's gone over the edge of a cliff. It's when the government gets really bad and openly evil that you can actually get your country back. Take this as an opportunity how out of control they've gotten. You've got Obamacare now raising, on average, more than double the premiums. They said it would take a couple of years to quadruple them. They're now revising the numbers. I've got them right here. They're talking about them being quadrupled by, you guessed it, the beginning of 2015, not the end of 2015. And in many states, like Texas, it's already quadrupled. Everyone I know, it's doubled. Deductibles have tripled or quadrupled. That's because it's called the Affordable Care Act. It's all part of the sick joke. When Obama comes out and says, we don't spy on foreign governments for economic data, that is 100% a pure lie. And everybody knows that. We've got Wayne Madsen, NSA whistleblower, coming on in the third hour today. We first talked about all this last year and this year on the broadcast, going over all of it. So that is the reality. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, let me go over the Obamacare situation. Then we'll get into the latest on NSA, then the economy, then your phone calls. And then we've got guests coming up. A couple short guests popping in today, Wayne Madsen and one other. But let's go ahead now and look at these news articles. CBS, more than 2 million Americans being dropped from their health insurance plans. Folks, I did the math last week. It was 2 million last week. Okay, so it's going to be like 3 million. I've added the numbers up. Okay, it's around 3 million last time I added them up Sunday. In fact, here's Breitbart. They say 1.5 million, but then Washington Free Beacon has done the math that it's actually 2 million. Hey, folks, it's way more than that, okay? It's kind of like we're still talking about 1.6 billion bullets. That was the number 2 years ago. It's like 2.5 billion bullets they bought now. So it's always worse. We're always getting an old number. So there you go. Just millions being thrown off, millions more to be thrown off. Obama administration knew millions could not keep their health insurance, NBC News, but pledged to the public you could keep it. And PolitiFact and all of them said it was a right-wing Tea Party hoax. That was going to happen. So, see, is the Tea Party good? Are they more popular now that they told the truth and were right? Yes, they are more popular, and the NSA is spying and knows that data. So now the system's scared and is all piling on against them because they were right, and they warned you, and we were right. So we're all over the national news as horrible people with no proof because we don't represent foreign mafias. I won't rob people. If I was going to be corrupt, I'd go rob banks and stuff. You can call me a goody-two-shoes dummy, but I don't do corrupt things. I'm one of those old-fashioned weirdos, folks, who likes to have a good family name and feels good being an upright person. They call me a schmuck nowadays. No, the truth is, all the people that think it's cool to be corrupt and think their kids are going to escape it, you're the fools. And history shows that. My name will be good long after I've been shoveled into my grave. Nobody will even know who you were. And my family will continue on, Lord willing, having an honorable name on both sides. That's what it's all about. You haven't figured that out yet, that life is so brief. The years go by like dusk till dawn, like the night. Everybody's got to pay their dues in life. Oh, I know. You've got to lose to learn to win. So the great poets at Aerosmith wrote, so Obama built that. Behold, Obamacare in all its lines of code and glory. We haven't even gotten into the Obamacare stack for the day. When we come back, we're going to run down the betrayal of the American people. I told you, Obama came to betray. All the presidents have been betrayers from one level or another, since Kennedy at least. We'll be right back. The news websites are PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv for the nightly news, and InfoWars.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
You got a business. That, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, if you have a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. Yeah, other hardworking people. But then when Obama's caught illegally spying on everybody under the sun, he didn't know anything about it. He didn't build it. When the government builds this fraudulent website to make the whole story about how it doesn't work, because it does work. They want to just increase your premiums. They're able to do that by law and lower your quality of care. That was Obamacare, dummies. Now they're going to have this big fake debate about it, and if the Tea Party, the real Tea Party, tries to warn anybody, they'll just demonize them with the Republican establishment. This was always the plan, and we told you here. We told you how they were spying on Europe, the names of the groups, how they were doing it, why they were doing it. It's now all public. We told you the black boxes 2 years ago being put in the cars. We're wireless, and we're going to tax you by the mile and track everything you do. It's now public. The NSA came out today and said, we have a ruling that we interpret it to allow us to use your black boxes to track you without a warrant. Of course they designed these globally and got global combine compacts signed to put these in to track you. That's what the boxes were. It's like, gee, we're going to put this expensive piece of equipment in and make you pay for it. Thousands of dollars of cost onto your vehicle. We're going to do this through continuity of agenda for no reason. And don't listen to the tech groups that are saying it's going to spy on you. I mean, that's a conspiracy theory. And the public went, yeah, you'll never put boxes in our cars to do that. It's already started in Germany. It's already started in England. The same stinking box. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has an article out today here in my stack. Ignoring reality is going to wipe out the human race is the name of the article up on InfoWars.com. And we're on the same page. Being delusional does not get you ahead in life. One time I was at a party about 4 years ago, and this guy's, one of my friend's sister's husband was there openly trying to pick women up at the party. And I said to my buddy, I said, hey, is your sister, is she a swinger? He goes, why do you say that? And I go, man, because her husband's like picking women up. And I heard him in the, you know, telling them, hey, let's get together tomorrow. He goes, no, no way. And then they got mad at me and said, he's not cheating on you. And then later it all came out I was correct. It's like someone was doing it right in front of her. I was like, man, what's going on? You know, I mean, does your sister know he's picking up women at this party? Just like, it's not my business. I don't even really. I was like, wow, they're married? Because he's trying to pick up women in the kitchen and right in front of your sister in here in the living room. And it's kind of weird. I mean, he's like on these women right in front of me. And they laughed at me and then later got mad at me about it. And I never got an apology either that I was watching this going on. And the last straw was kind of like a family party slash some of the family there. He was also hitting on like a 16-year-old girl there. He was like 30-something and a school teacher. And so I forgot. I actually added that part. I was like, and he's hitting on your niece over there, cousin or whatever it was. And they're like, okay, Alex, you know, come on, quit being a conspiracy theorist. They actually said that. Because, see, I'm sitting there watching a man go right down the line like he was at a bar trying to pick women up at a pickup joint. I'm watching it go on. And, see, that's why I'm a bad person. Because I have eyeballs. And I'm like, whoa, they're married? See, I'm supposed to just go along with this. It's like one of my crew members heard me a few months ago tell the story on air about I was at Barnes & Noble buying my son some books and my daughter some books, and the person behind the counter knew who I was and just kept harassing me to get a Barnes & Noble's card. And I said, look, they already get the data off my card if I pay with a card, but I was paying with cash. When I get these books, and she goes, well, what do you have to hide? And I said, nothing. I don't want your card. The data gets sold. There's a lot of other stuff involved with these loyalty cards. I don't want to be part of it. And I was very nice about it, but then I started educating her the third or fourth time she got in my face. Then I learned, my crew member freaked out and goes, oh my gosh, I was at a party this weekend. That woman was there with my wife and everybody. And then there was actually an argument. We had to leave the party. And it was decided, though, at the end of the day that I am a bad man. Hi, I'm here with cash. I'd like to buy, you know, six books, children's books. No, I don't want your card. On and on and on. And this is what it's like. Hey, that guy's cheating on your sister. Does she know that? And he's sitting on an underage girl over here. Oh, come on, Alex. Knock it off. Same deal everywhere. Hey, you know, they're putting black boxes on the cars that MIT says is going to be used to tax her by the mile and track everyone. They're putting them in Europe. And here's a shut up, Jones. Come on, it's not going to happen. Hey, you know, the healthcare isn't even going to work on purpose. They'll put into a process because the parts that do work are double and triple charging you. That's been the plan they've done in other countries, and this is how they operate. Shut up, Jones. Obama wouldn't do that. He cares about people and wants to give them something free. And the thing is, I'm not even that smart. That's what's so frustrating about this. Is that if you see a man and his wife on the Hickenbach Trail, and she looks like she's 6 months pregnant, and you say, hey, got a baby coming, boy or girl? Oh, you don't know yet. Well, interesting. Yeah, I got three kids myself. Listen, read those vaccine inserts. I care about you. They'll tell you they're safe and effective. It's not true. They're really just read the inserts. And sometimes they go, yeah, we know. We're looking into it. Other times they get mad and like, hey, it's none of your business, pal. It'd be like if I said, hey, that bridge is washed out down there. Look out when you go around that corner. You don't drive into the water. People are like, oh, thank you. But you're like, hey, the establishment wants to hurt you. Oh, don't you tell me. Don't you tell me my husband's cheating on me right in front of me because I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I would be embarrassed by that. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until it gets really embarrassing to do anything about it. And this is the culture of denial that we live in this country. This is the culture where we put up with the abuse from the system. And it's time to stop putting up with it. All right, let me get back into the abuse while we're speaking of that. Here, let's go over the news. Obama admin knew millions could not keep their health insurance. NBC News. CBS, more than 2 million Americans being dropped from their health insurance plans. Don't worry, they're going to pass more legislation to make it even worse to fix it, and then more legislation to make it worse to fix it. See how they got you? It's like one of those finger torture things where you stick your fingers in, and the harder you pull out, you can't get out of it. And they know. They run Al-Qaeda. They run the child kidnapping rings. They run the narcotics rings. It all comes out. It all even comes out in the news. The murderers run the government. The murderers run the Fortune 100. They've got the secret helipads and offshore command bases. And they're launching Google barges all over the U.S. to be offshore spying on us through the Google glasses. It's all being announced. And it turns out NASA is really Google and the NSA. And it's all Space Command. Everything I told you a decade ago. Just in your a total breakaway criminal corporate group that sucked America dry and sucked the empire dry to establish a breakaway advanced technology system. Of course an elite would do that. Of course they would create reservations of advanced technologies, use government regulations to shut down their competition, to shut down other countries developing technology, and then tell you it's for America. Team America. No, no, no. They have used us like an egg. Like the white of the egg, to extract the nutrients. They're done with us. They're breaking out of the shell. There's a lot of different species of insects that will lay their eggs, camel spiders and others, inside on the bottom of animals, and they'll burrow in and then rot them out and then make them sick, and then they die. Then they lay even more eggs in the next phase. See, we're dying now from just the moderate egg infestation and hatching and being fed on and the toxins that the spiders are putting out. And they're a larva. Now it's going to be millions. And then we're going to fall over, bloat up, and then the belly's going to pop open and thousands of baby tyrants are going to pour out and just spill out across the rest of the world. So we're like a camel with pus coming out our eyes, all sick. And when we're just laying there, barely able to breathe, with just spiders boiling around inside of us. And if you talk bad about the spiders, that's the Tea Party. Rachel Maddow comes out and says, you're behind the Boston bombing with no proof. You know how much it should freak you out that they let MSNBC, with no proof, say that I'm behind the Boston bombing or say that I'm deeply racist and then show nothing deeply racist? That's because it's pure military attack. They don't care if they lose lawsuits. They'll just spend more taxpayer money they give MSNBC. This is the sign of their total criminal commitment. You understand this? They are committed. And the people inside the power structure know what they're doing. Let me just go over what they're doing to you and your family. So, millions kicked off. Here is the Zero Hedge article up on InfoWars.com. Obama built that. Behold Obamacare in all its lines of code glory. Obama built that, and actually the global foreign banks did. And now, good luck tearing it down, and it's several hundred million lines of code and rebuilding it from scratch. It's not meant to... It's meant to be the distraction of why no one ever gets the free goodies. I've learned they do this thing with process. And then they make it all, it's like the Middle East peace process. They just keep the process going forever. Rate shock. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. This is up on Infowars.com. Very important article. It actually has the insurance company document in it. Obamacare causing a 539% increase. You only get a 200 and something in California. Oh, they're going to make us pay down here. Mm-hmm. Obamacare causing a 539% increase in health insurance costs for Texans. See proof. And then when you go over the info on the website, healthcare.gov, it's crucial for the White House that healthcare.gov website continue to fail, because once the site actually starts functioning, Americans are going to be hit with such devastating rate shock that the Obama administration may never recover. Doesn't matter. It'll be in place then, and that's all that matters. And the Republican leadership will make sure the Tea Party can't stop them, and they will continue it. Again, that's why the big insurance companies are giving money against the Tea Party right now. They're all lining up with the Democrats against them. Obamacare is named the Affordable Care Act, or the Sucker the Chumps to a Record Level Ha 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 Act. After all, the president promised the rates would be as low as a phone bill. Remember, he said it was going to go way down in cost. you got to love it, slaves. But I just received a confirmed letter from a friend in Texas showing a 539 smacker rate increase on. And it, well, if you say that's an increase, 2 plus 2 equals whatever they say in Common Core. So actually a 539% increase is actually a 539% decrease. See, now I can be an MSNBC host. That's right. A racist Texan said it was an increase, but it really was a decrease. So actually it's an increase of 539% rate increase on an existing policy that has been in good standing for years. Well, yeah, it lets you be kicked off now and restart it now with everybody that's been paying in. And they're going to get all the baby boomers' pension funds and your Social Security and your 401ks. But you'll do whatever you're told as they take it, because they promise it's going to secure it. They're going to take it in big chunks, 20-30% every 5-10 years. You'll never get any of it. And you'll blame us for it, of course. That's part of being a winner, is you're so delusional. And that's why they're going to take everything you've got, is because you're delusional. You're begging for it. I'm talking to new listeners, not our regular listeners, but those that are laughing and giggling because they've got an Obama sticker right now. They're trendy. So it goes on. As the letter reveals below, we can show this online, the cost for the couple's policy under Humana is increasing from $212 per month to $1,356.60 per month. This is for a couple in good health whose combined income is less than $70,000 a year. So now they're going to get to pay $15,000 a year. They were paying a couple thousand, now they'll pay $15,000. That's a middle-class family, in other words. Isn't that sweet? That's a 539% increase. Well, if they don't like it, they're racist. That's all I have to say. Now, let's turn to the next page. The racist hate mongers in Texas, everyone knows they're rednecks. Any white person that works is evil. Let's use racist terms against them, but that's okay. Let's call them crackers like MSNBC does. Cracker racist white scum. There you go. Got a 530%+ increase. Now I'm liberal and trendy. And it breaks it all down and says this is your new health insurance, and you can try to go shop it anywhere else you want. In fact, I want to tweet this out. Have the guys tweet this from the InfoWars article, of Mike Adams' article out. Thank you. People can chew gum and walk. I can do that. I can chew bubble gum and play tiddlywinks. But I certainly – have we made a liner yet with a real Rowdy Piper on the show, plugging and saying that? I mean, we've got – it's from the interview. It's on YouTube. Yeah, we need to do that. It's right at the end of the interview. But long story short here, you know, I'm not laughing at you folks. I'm actually really freaked out and really upset, because if we don't totally repeal this and arrest everybody that did this, this will set the precedent to rob us at levels even above this. And they've already done it in areas of Europe, Latin America, Asia. I mean, they will take everything you've got. Argentina, they used to say, as rich as an Argentine until the 50s. the Argentine economy, Argentina, in the year 1900, was undoubtedly the richest country in this side of the world. And through successive scams and fraud, they are now one of the poorest South American countries. And it's all on record, by the way, how the globalists came and did it. The exact same thing they're doing here, they did there. And by the way, they set up a domestic security force the same way so that they could take everything you've got. And they will take everything you've got. When you see black uniforms and armored vehicles driving around, that isn't for Al-Qaeda. That's for your bank account. Okay? Those police guard the narcotics trafficking mega banks. The average cop isn't involved in the drug dealing, but they'll tell you, I can't investigate a Bank of America, a Wells Fargo, or a private Federal Reserve Bank. They're not even allowed to look at that because those banks run the country. And the cops, you know, most of them are combat soldiers. What are they going to do? That's their job. They train where the enemy, and they're all into it, and they're fine. The thing they don't understand is they're being attacked as well. You will lose everything you've got. And I know a lot of police are awake because you put two and two together doing all this training. Here it is. House to take up Keep Your Health Plan Act. Yeah, they'll just come up with some new scam to rip everybody off. Obama administration, of course, cares about us, and that's really all that matters. And so we're going to come back with some final health news. Then I've got the big NSA news, the martial law, food stamp riot news, and so much more. And our story on that is on the left-hand side of drudgereport.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
We'll be right back. Millie Mom March or whatever they are. You know where they are? Down there, maybe?
We have no idea. We don't know.
Roger that. We can't even find them. So we're going to go look for them and ask them a few questions about why they like gun control, why they like statistically more deaths, and why they like Mexico. So, but we're trying. We can't even find them anywhere.
Are you the head of the local organization?
No, I'm not. I'm the head of the local.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good, good. Yeah. So tell us about what you're doing here today.
Well, I would prefer to have just a moment to talk to you off camera before we...
Thought I'd play a minute of that or so.
Is that okay?
From a few weeks ago down at the Alamo.
It's just First Amendment.
The national media gave them more attention than...
have dropped 49%.
More than 1,500 armed people marching with guns in San Antonio in defiance of the unconstitutional ordinance. And the reason I raise that is it shows how there's maximum four anti-gunners there, but the national media basically lied and said they had some huge crowd out there and that they were loving and that we weren't. But that's why the old stream media, the dead stream media, the fraud stream media, the state-run media is imploding because people know they twist stuff. But here's the headline, speaking of the Alamo, United Nations to take over the Alamo. UN flag may fly above the Shrine of Liberty if designated a World Heritage Site, and all the other missions in San Antonio and buffer zones around it. For them to do that, you've got to agree to go under mutualization and the UN treaty for at least 100 miles in all directions of each site. That's on record, folks. They'll shut down a gold mine 100 miles away. So I guess that means right here in Austin, Texas, we're going to be in deep trouble. All right, shifting gears out of that. France delays eco-tax on road transport after protest. Heaven forbid we ever protest anything around here. But the name of the game in France is shut down all competition. Only the French socialists are allowed to have businesses that operate. Here's that article I mentioned that's up on Infowars.com and also DrudgeReport.com has on the left-hand side. We're going to get into some of this in the next hour. Food Bank CEO suggests welfare cuts may spark riots. And I called Watson this morning. I said, Watson, as usual, you're a great writer, but it's not hardcore enough. She says if people don't get food, they riot. She doesn't suggest... But anyways, riots always begin typically the same way when people cannot afford to eat food. And I'm not saying Margaret Purvis is bad. She runs a big food bank in New York. Good for her. I'd like to get her on the show. The point is that she's being honest about that. So what happens when you get the majority of people unable to feed themselves? They're domesticated. They will vote however you're told. And then really get to the point of how can they vote then if they totally live under a government mandate and then have the precedent to vote to make me their slave? And that's how this will end, ladies and gentlemen. That's how collectivization always ends. So we've got that report. Now, I haven't gotten to it yet. I want to give the number out. It's 800-259-9231. First-time callers, what do you think of Obamacare now that we know it's a total con game? What do you think of all the NSA news coming out? What do you think of the riot threats and discussions going on if the welfare gets cut, which is going to totally bankrupt us anyways? What is your view on that? We'll also break down the latest big issues on the NSA and more. Briefly, we've got more of it on the way. More of it actually gets here tomorrow and then more next week from the great laboratory that produces the only type of nascent atomic iodine in the world, patented. And you've heard the rave reviews from listeners, the InfoWars Survival Shield from InfoWars Life, InfoWarsLife.com to pre-order so you get it first when it comes in, InfoWarsLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.